It's episode 408, and I've got plugins for syncing WooCommerce and QuickBooks, metric conversions, importing, exporting users, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and I have the usual great show for you today. But of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, I greatly appreciate your time over at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and the iTunes Store, subscribing to the show and leaving reviews there. They really do help the show out. You can also watch it every live. There we go, tripping over my own tongue already. You can also watch the show every Thursday at noon live here on YouTube, where you can subscribe, check out our training videos, screencasts, and extra shows that get up here on the channel. You can follow me on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. You can also join me on my Facebook page at WPPluginsA2Z.com/Facebook. And if you got a couple of minutes, I'd greatly appreciate your time going over and subscribing to the newsletter, where my marketing manager does a beautiful job of getting that newsletter out every week. She is quite fantastic in the work she does for it. And if you have suggestions for it, we're always open to add more stuff to it. All right, with all of that being done, let's dive right into the meat and potatoes of the show. All right, and starting off, I have a plugin for you here that I have yet to use, but thought you might want to know about it. And keep in mind, the rating for it is based on the descriptions of the plugin off their site and using a demo if it's available. Today's plugin was sent in by Eric Jensen, and it's called Infinity Sync. This is a WooCommerce to QuickBooks integration plugin. It helps you connect up the industry standard accounting software with your WooCommerce website, thereby helping you sync up your data in real time. It makes the accounting really simple and easy, knowing that you sell something, it gets automatically placed in your QuickBooks, allows for you to really trust the numbers in there to some extent, as much as you can trust data anyway. It's looks like a very interesting plugin. I myself don't use QuickBooks. I pay an accountant to do all that for me. But hey, here's an idea. If your accountant has it, maybe you can connect it up with them. Might work well. Don't know. At any rate, it does look like a very interesting plugin. Now, there is one thing with it. It is a third-party premium plugin, and you use a third-party platform for transmitting your data, as far as I can tell from reading the stuff over on their site. So it does have that drawback going for it, plus it's fairly pricey. It's somewhere in the neighborhood of $69 a month. So you might want to, you really got to have a lot of sales off your site before you consider this, at least as far as I'm concerned. At any rate, it does look interesting enough. Go check it out. It's called Infinity Sync, and I'd give it a 3 Dragon rating. All right, and a little bit of WordPress, well, not sort of WordPress news. This one here, I've seen a lot of articles this past week discussing issues around restoring websites after they've crashed, and how people, do they have a proper backup system in place? Do they have a proper restore process in place for it? And this is something a lot of people don't think about on their website until, unfortunately, it's too late. And this creates a lot of grief for people. They're not backing up their websites regularly. And then what happens is you can have something that happened to A2 recently, in that they had their Windows server outages crashed down, and when they had to restore all their client sites to it, many of their clients found that the data that was stored on the servers themselves was either corrupt or it was too old or wiped out sites or restored people to the point where they'd lost weeks or months worth of data. I read one article where a guy had lost 8 months worth of data and work on a website, all because he didn't have a proper backup system in place for himself. So you should be backing this stuff up to your own local computer or a local data storage device, something away from the server. Don't depend on your on this hosting provider to provide your backups. Most hosting providers, and having done this for almost two decades now, most hosting providers do not guarantee their, all of them, none of them, even my hosting services, I can't guarantee the backups I make off of my servers for my clients. You can't guarantee the backups. I do provide lots of them. Most hosting companies don't provide backups unless you manually make them, and then they wipe them out after 7 days, 15 or 30 days, they wipe out that backup file. So you will have needed to download it. Some of them say they make the backups, but when they go to restore it, it's old data, it's corrupted, it's mismatched. I've seen this many times helping people recover from catastrophic failure. So you'll do want to have a plan in place and think about that for your own personal websites. And your clients in particular. If you don't know how to do it, hey, you might hire someone like johnoverall.com to go in there and manage the site, monitor it, and make regular backups of the site that are off server and exactly what you need. So this is something to think about. And this has been in the news a lot this week, dealing with all of the backups and what people should be doing for that. All right. And a little bit of promo. This show brought to you by... Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down. Absolutely. Come visit me for all your WordPress and ClassicPress hosting needs. All right, and we do have a contest this week. And the current contest is for, let's bring it up because I didn't put it in my show notes again. We are offering up a license for discount suite for WP, or let's see what we got here. We're going to WooCommerce all discounts. We're licensed for WooCommerce all discounts. It is a one-year license for it, and it is a really great plugin. I reviewed this plugin a while back in episode 406, and currently that contest is live on the site. So go over there, enter your name, email address, and win a copy of that contest. If not, well, go check it out and just buy the plugin anyway. Great plugin. I seem to recall giving it some really good rankings on that. And currently, all the contests are powered by our Simple Giveaways plugin. They were kind enough to provide us with a premium license to run all of our contests. This is a fantastic plugin if you're considering running any kind of contest. It allows you to do all kinds of things. It even does the automatic random selection of the people that entered the contest for you, saving you the grief of, how do I pick? All right, next up I have for you Length Converter. This is a really nice plugin. I was all set to give this plugin a top glowing ranking until I discovered one big flaw in it. While this plugin is really great and simple and works and does exactly what it's supposed to do, which is it converts lengths from meters to feet or feet to meters. I mean, they've got a really great here. You put it in here, it tells you, you put a number in here, either centimeters, meters, feet, yard, and it tells you how many kilometers, inches, feet, yards, and miles it is. It's a really excellent plugin. It works really well. One flaw in it, it does not have a short code. And without the short code, I couldn't use it on a pages. Now I said, you don't need that. You can just use a page builder. Well, the page builder I'm using for building a website right now, being WP Bakery, where I'm actually using this plugin, it didn't work with WP Bakery. So I couldn't stick it on a page. It would only work in its widgeted format, which didn't go with the design of this page. So that was one flaw in it. I like the plugin so much, so I've decided to fork it, improve it a little bit, and we're going to add in the short code to it, and it'll be one of the new plugins that'll be offered by Plugin Dynamics, a joint venture between DeWolf Consulting and johnoverall.com, where we are putting together, and we've been developing a couple of plugins over the last year, and those plugins will be coming out in the next coming months, along with an additional website for Plugin Dynamics, a nice new business venture. So stay tuned for that. That'll be coming up, and you'll hear more and more as we get closer and closer to launching it. And this will be one of the free plugins we offer up along the way, since we're forking it off. At any rate, go check out this plugin. It's called Length Converter. Very fantastic plugin for the most part, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating. All right, listener feedback. I do like listener feedback, and all you got to do is come visit wppluginsa-z.com on the contact page and send an email with your feedback for the show, questions, answers, anything along that line. I'm always looking for that. Or you can hit the little speak pipe button in the lower corner and leave me a voice message that will be played on the show. This show is also a value for value model, meaning if you get any value out of the show, I mean, if I help save you 5-10 minutes, what's that worth to you? Is it worth $5, $10, anything out there? You know, please give some value back to the show. I like to acknowledge all those who support the show with donations. Anything $50 and over is, they get their full acknowledgement and a note read out here. All those who come below $50, they remain anonymous, and I thank you very much for that. I'd like to thank all the donors that have provided the small donations on a weekly basis. They are rather helpful. None of the money ever makes it into my pocket yet, eventually maybe. But right now, it doesn't even quite cover the costs that occur, which is the transcripts that I pay to have done, the server bandwidth, etc. So please, if you find any value in this show, give some value back. And there's more than one way to give value, not just by cash. You can give some value back by providing me with artwork. I'm always looking for a, 36 by 3600 square image that I can use of my iTunes art, which changes on a regular basis. That's the show's artwork, and it will get, I will acknowledge the artist in that, and I haven't finished the way for people to donate that artwork to me yet, but that is coming. It's always amazing how little time is in the day. So any way you can help out the show, please do. Give some value back. Okay, next up, I have for you a plugin for importing and exporting users from WordPress. It's Import Export WordPress Users. This plugin here is the second. I talked about one last week in last week's episode, which was so-so, and it didn't quite do what I wanted with the site that I'm getting ready to launch. That's a membership site. This one here worked out perfectly, and what I found it to be excellent for, I was building a website using the Ultimate Membership plugin, and I needed a way to import new members. That plugin's one flaw, while everything else fit the bill for what I needed, it did not have its own built-in ability to import, export users. Needed an extra plugin for that, so I went searching. This one here worked perfectly in that one of the great things is I had a few members in here, but I needed to import another 30 or 40 into the system. And this one exported all the old ones out, which gave me a nice CSV file with all the table headers in it that I could then add all the new members into. And then I re-imported that file right back into WordPress. So it worked beautifully, did exactly what I needed it to do. Now, they do have a premium version of this plugin, of course, which allows you to import extra metadata for it. And they did design this plugin to be used for WooCommerce, but it works well with other things. Now, the premium version I didn't use. I didn't need to go that far. I didn't have enough members to justify the extra cost because I only had to enter a little bit of extra metadata for the users. But if you have a lot of metadata aside from the standard fields and your user fields, you might consider going to their premium version. But all in all, fantastic plugin. Would get a 5, but of course, having a premium version always knocks a point off it if I don't get to test out the premium version. Go check it out. It's Import Export WordPress Users, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating. And finally here, I've got some Classic Press options. And of course, Classic Press, I believe this segment of the show is going to just grow as time expands out. The time for the Classic Press, right now, they've limited number of dedicated plugins for Classic Press, so it's getting harder and harder to find which ones to review, but I know this is going to grow as time moves on. I'm really enjoying the interactions I'm having with the Classic Press community, and actually, I've got an interview scheduled later today with a Classic Press community member, and that interview will come out next week. So at any rate, without further ado, what I've got for you this week is Username Protection from CodePotent, and this is a Classic Press specific plugin. And what it does for you is it's a plugin that removes the anonymous access to usernames in Classic Press to help mitigate the brute force attacks. For visitors who are not logged in, usernames are removed from the REST API, feeds, author page, and prevented from exposure through other common vectors of discovery. And one of the great usefulness of this is if you can keep the username hidden and away from the hackers and bots and everything, it helps prevent brute force attacks against your website. It looks like a very excellent plugin. I have yet to actually use it, but it will be something that goes into all of my Classic Press websites, of which I currently have 3, and that number is slowly going to grow over the next while, I'm sure. An excellent plugin. Go check it out. You can download it off his GitHub page. There's a link in the show notes to go get it. And I give it a 4 Dragon rating. And a little bit more on the Classic Press community. Another great little article I tripped across today. It's an older article, but I think it's rather relevant in as far as Classic Press goes. This came from November. This talks about the issues that happened in and around the mandatory or the cramming down everyone's throats of Gutenberg, and how you might want to consider rebelling and heading out into the world and trying Classic Press. If you've got particular styles of websites you're working with, Classic Press is definitely where you're going to want to be. And that's why I'm going to be probably straddling the WordPress Classic Press world for a while. I'm eventually going to have to make a choice between the two. And we'll see how that goes in the next year or two as Classic Press grows. At any rate, that's what I've got for you today. Closing out the show, I covered up in this episode the Infinity Sync plugin, which I gave a 3 to, the Length Converter, which I gave a 4 to, the Import-Export WordPress Users, which I gave a 4 to, and for Classic Press, I'd covered up the Username Protection, which I gave a 4 to. And a couple quick reminders. The next WordPress meetup in Victoria is on May 21st, so that's next Tuesday. That'll be before the next show. So make sure you go check that out. It will be broadcast live at 6:30 p.m. on this YouTube channel. If you happen to be in the Victoria area, please come down and visit us. This is a presentation being given by Sean DeWolf Consulting on managing your WordPress website, pitfalls, things you want to deal with, how to keep yourself secured and safe, all kinds of stuff. So come check it out. Sean's a really great speaker and presents really well. Also, be sure to check out and subscribe to the YouTube channel for WP Plugins A to Z, where you can find training videos, screencasts, and of course, the live show every week here at 12 o'clock on Thursdays. And if you have suggestions for plugins you'd like to have reviewed, please submit them on the website at wppluginsaz.com/submit. And you don't have to be a developer to submit a plugin to me. If you've got one that you think I should know about or you think other people should know about, please feel free to submit it. I'm more than happy to take those submissions. If you are a developer and you would like to sponsor a contest for the show, please go to wppluginsaz.com/plugincontest and submit your plugin for a contest. And that's pretty much I have everything I have here. So for those of you on the live stream right now, hang around after the credits. I'm more than happy to chat with you, answer a few questions, anything along that line. That's pretty much all I've got. So I'm going to let my girl take us out of here.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsaz.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Friday newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsaz.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Also, follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsAToZ. John can be reached at his website at johnoverall.com or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!